Well, hello there, everybody. It is Skip Clark, and we're doing a little sit-down today with a guy that's no stranger to Central New York. We've seen him here a few times, and, you know, it sells out every single time. Mr. Lee Bryce is hanging with us this morning. Lee, how are you?
I am good. I am rolling, getting the day started. We got to actually, you know what? Kind of rarely do we play in town in Nashville. We don't play here a lot. You know what I mean? As artists.
Yeah.
But I have a show in town tonight. So, so I'm gonna go do a show in town, and family will get to go. It'll be pretty fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. When you're in your hometown, I mean, just can drive right to the venue and do your own thing. Exactly. You know, Lee, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, knowing that your relationship with somebody we lost in February, very close and very dear to you, Mr. Kyle Jacobs, unexpectedly, we lost him. He was a well-known producer, songwriter. He was like just your go-to for anything and everything. Can you tell us a little bit about that relationship with Kyle that you had?
I mean, you know, like you said, I went to him for about anything. So he wasn't just my co-producer. He was, you know, it started out as, you know, I met him through through our publishing company at Curb at the time, a long time ago. And we got into a room and there was just immediate magic. We both, you know, he got on a piano and I picked up a guitar and we started playing the same chords at the same time and singing the same melodies and just finishing each other's sentences in that writing room. And so that kind of connection is really special. You know, there's like a little bit of a magic to it. And then from there, you know, you could just tell a person's soul, and he had one of the most beautiful souls on the planet. And, you know, I was just drawn to him. And for him, you know, he always said, Lee, you know, you're going to be Garth Brooks, man. You're going to be Garth Brooks. And he just, in his mind, he was just an encourager. And he wanted to work for it. He knew he was a worker. I was a worker. It's like, we were just two kind of peas in a pod. And so everything in life, you know, whether you can call him, you know, my best friend, I can call him, you know, my co-producer, my co-writer, my confidant, you know, my mentor.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Also my little buddy that I like to beat up a lot, you know, all the things we were, and I miss him dearly, dearly, you know, every day still. I think about him all the time. I swear I see a little cardinal flying around about everywhere I go and he's showing up still.
He's in your backyard on that feeder, but he's keeping an eye on you. And he's with you everywhere. You know, what a relationship, though, when you think about that. And somebody doing what you do. I know you are a double ACM award winner. You've had 5 or 6 radio singles go all the way to number one. And he had probably a major role in a lot of those songs.
Yeah, he did. I mean, we produced all that stuff. Well, most of that stuff together. And and even if we didn't, all my music and my records that I made with or without him, I always had him as a bouncing board, you know, to listen and to give me his thoughts and his feelings, and his opinion mattered to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you, I would assume you do, that you still keep in touch with those others around him?
Oh, yeah.
Had that close knit bond with.
Yeah, we got to have a text thread called the Foxhole, and we were all just really tight, kind of, you know, men that I look up to and think they're all a godly man who just, you know, who there's, that was a big, that was our common bond of all of us with Kyle. And Kyle was probably the middle piece to all of us. And now he's gone, but we're still here. And so we just been kind of supporting each other a good bit through it. And I'll just talk and junk about Kyle and tell him how we're going to kick his butt whenever we see him, you know, but we loved him so much and we talk about him on a daily but that's our foxhole.
And he's always right there. It doesn't matter where you are. I'm sure there's that moment in a show and he just kind of looks up at the lights and go, Kyle, this is for you.
Yep. There's some hard moments right now.
And I did not know him like you knew him. I just knew the name. I've seen it, you know, in a lot of the media stuff we get, you know, along the way. But somebody that, you know, you worked with him day in, day out, whether it was fun, whether it was work, whether you're dropping a line in the water to do some fishing or doing something like that. It's, you know, and it's somebody to go, man, I just had a really crappy day and I just need to vent. He would listen.
He'd be that guy. And so that's the thing that I think, you know, one of the big things for me that I was sad about is that not only myself and the people who knew him, but so many people who didn't get a chance to meet him, you know, won't get a chance to see and meet meet the man that he was and the light that he was, because he just, whoever he met, you didn't forget him. You know, he had a positive influence on you. And I, and even people who met him through someone else, or maybe even didn't meet him, but they knew of him, he still touched them in a way, like just being a good example of a human being. And so, you know, I hate the fact that there's so many people in this world that'll never get to really know Kyle. But that's why I, like with Save the Roses, that's why I really wanted to put that song out. You know, I always wanted to put it out, but then, you know, our record kind of went long and it was time to make some new music. And so I did. I was going to come with something new. But man, you know, when this happened, when Kyle passed away, Kyle was a, you know, co-writer on the song with me. We produced it together. We did all the things together. It was a very personal song to me. And he loved it with all of his heart. And so I just felt like I wanted to keep him around here about as long as I could. And so, and for our, you know, to homage for him, I went ahead and put Save the Roses out on the radio. And I feel like maybe it'll touch somebody in a way, that it was meant to be. That's why the song was meant to be written.
You know, I know that was on the album that came out, was it 2020 or 2021? Yeah. It was that long ago, although really not that long ago when you think about it. But then you talk about all those people that didn't meet Kyle, but in a sense, they did meet Kyle. Yeah. All they had to do was listen to the radio. All they had to do was listen to the music from you, Lee Bryce.
Yeah,
that's Kyle. True. They met Kyle, just maybe not face-to-face like you and I are talking here. Save the Roses, do you think? I mean, it's just, wow, what a song. What a powerful song. With everything that happened, and then that song is there, it kind of makes you think a little bit. Was there something you didn't know? And I'm just saying, I just, wow, dude.
You know, I think with that song, it was kind of a God thing putting that in there. I don't think, because you know, that song originated from a cousin, a family member of mine who died, and I was there at a funeral. And I looked around and I saw all the stories that song tells. It's exactly what happened to me. And I was at my cousin's funeral with all my old other redneck cousins in South Carolina standing there with stuffy suits on and just sweating like us big guys do.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, you know, Robbie was my cousin. Robbie wouldn't want us here. That ain't him in that box right there. He wanted one. And I looked out the window and there's like, it's beautiful. It was the perfect time to be outside and be in a deer stand, you know? And so I went to go talk to Kyle and Joe about Save the Roses. You know, my family doesn't have any money. So when I see all these roses sitting around, I'm thinking, my family would just love to have all the money that these roses came from to help with stuff like this instead of the roses. And I talked to Kyle and Joe about it. I said, you know, maybe we could write some cool version of this, you know, some little, you know, and Kyle said, nah, dude, we have to write it exactly like you just said it, man, because that's the truth, you know? And so they grounded me and said, nah, man, you got to stay grounded in where that song came from. And let's just write it like that. So that's what we did. And I'm so glad he did, but you know, then fast forward, Kyle's gone. You know, I know Kyle would be the same way. I went to see him, you know, and when he was gone it wasn't him there in that box. I'm telling you, it was like the song was ringing true, you know.
Oh, dude, you're giving me the chicken noodles here. You're giving me the goosebumps, but it's so emotional, so emotional. And this is a way of healing for you in a sense as well, knowing that you've released Save the Roses to radio and knowing that it's getting played and even more and more every day. It's got to be some sort of healing for you.
It is. And it wasn't really meant to be for me. You know, it was meant to be for him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're exactly right about that. You know, now that the song is out and that people are hearing it, I can now take a little, I feel like I can take a little bit of a breath and go, I did the right thing. You know,
you absolutely did.
You know, by putting this song out. And so I'm excited about the fact that I know that some people are going to hear it and it is really going to matter to them.
Yeah. And Lee Bryce making an impact and moving forward. But Kyle's right there watching over you every step of the way.
Yeah, no, he is.
You can probably hear him go, no, Lee, don't do that.
Yeah, I've had a few of those moments, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you're putting the song out there, but do we have any other new music coming from Lee?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm working really hard. I've really just been working on, okay, what do I think is next? Mm-hmm. Because I want to get that done so that I can kind of move forward and finish a record. And I've got two or three options that I really love. And one song is called Local Boy.
Okay.
And it is just you know, everything country music wants to hear, and I love it, you know, and it's the truth, and it's got a great story behind it. I've also got a song called Hard on a Broken Heart, and it's classic, but it's got the new feel to it. So I got a couple things I'm trying to finish right now so I can kind of send them to y'all and see what y'all think.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. What is a day in the life of Lee Brice like?
Well, today I will be here in this studio.
Dude, I'm such a geek that it's so freaking cool.
I'll be here in my studio that I built with my own two hands.
Dude, I'm so jealous.
And I will do some people coming in. I'm gonna do some content today. So, you know, I don't have social media. I don't have it on my phone. As far as I don't go looking through it. I don't have it. Like if you asked me to go check something out on Instagram, I'd be like, well, you give me $1 million, I can't get in there. I don't know how. I took it all off my phone just because I felt like it was taken away from my other brain power that I needed.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thought.
I have my sites out there, and I send stuff and or, you know, to the guy who will post it for me. Or if I'm with the family, I take a picture, or, you know, I send stuff in. Or like today, we'll go through and I'll go through and they'll give me some ideas like, all right, play this cover, do that thing. And so they kind of stockpile a bunch of stuff. And so then they're able to kind of keep my social media up and running. And then after I do that, I'm going to head on over and go to soundcheck. I got a private show in town tonight, in Nashville. So go over to Opryland and I'll go do a show over there. And
very cool. And,
but usually my kids will be running around the farm while I'm doing in the studio, while I'm getting prepared to go over there. These three kids, man, they're running my life. I promise you.
Oh, I love it. Where, you don't have to give me the exact location, but what part of town are you in?
I'm south of town, Franklin, you know, right off Arno Road. Arno Road. And it's just a big field right now from the road. So that's what you see.
But that's good. You got all that room and you got your privacy. You got to love that. Who are your neighbors, if you do have any?
Well, one of my neighbors I wrote a song about, his name is Mr. Bill, and he grew up in the old house that was on this farm. And that house was just kind of, it was about to fall down. So I took it down, but I took it down piece by piece. A lot of that wood was from the 1700s. It's his grandmama's. And so I've gotten to know him. He's about 92 now. And I've gotten to know him, and Sarah takes him leftovers and spaghetti and like cookies and stuff all the time. And he'll tell you stories. And so, I wrote a song about him called A Heart Pine. And man, he's a special man. And there's a bunch of those folks around here that still own these old houses and old farms that are, some of them are going away, and there's getting to be some neighborhoods all around here, but this farm ain't going nowhere. I can tell you that.
I love those old homes, man. You can't beat that. They're absolutely
good. But I also got some crazy neighbors. I also got Luke Bryan right down the road.
I was going to ask.
He'll show up. Chase Rice is across the road, and whenever he's partying in his house, I can hear him boomboxing all the way over here across the river. So I got some neighbors out here for sure that we do our best to stay out of trouble.
That's why I was asking who your neighbors were. Being in that part of town, I know there's a lot of artists. I talk to a lot of them, and they always say they're in Franklin. So, yeah, and I knew Brian was over there as well. Do you ever go into town at all? Do you kind of – I know Broadway's the big tourist area, but now they've got their big bars down there.
It's just so huge. I try not to go down there too much. It's so congested, you know, and But my wife's sister is in town, and we literally went downtown two nights ago to go show them downtown. So I got to take them through Tootsie's and Roberts, and I got to take them across the street to Jason Aldean's place, and it was good.
Did you have any of the, oh my God, that's Lee Brice moments?
There was a couple little spots like that that were, you know, not. I was able to stop and say hello, and the cops let us cross the street where we shouldn't and all that stuff.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Lee, thank you for taking a few minutes of your day to chat with us today. Most importantly, about Kyle Jacobs and your friend, nobody closer, just, you know, with Save the Roses coming out. As a matter of fact, could you do me like a quick intro to Save the Roses? Because I'm actually going to play it here on The Wolf when I play this back.
Okay.
So it's up to you, buddy.
Lee Brice. Yeah, here we go. Hey, y'all, this is Lee Brice, and this is a song from my boy, Kyle. It's called Save the Roses.
Lee, you're awesome. Thank you. God bless you, my friend. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. You be good. If you need anything, you hit me.
You got it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Later. See ya.